Hello, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning. What can you? What is your comment, sort of, on? Because I know at the sort of Obama's leaders summit in New York, there was this call for countries to make new and significant commitments to resolving sort of the displacement crisis as a precondition for attendance. And Malcolm Turnbull from the media release, announced that Australia would be permanently increasing the annual refugee intake to 18,750, committing a further $130 million in aid. So what is kind of your response to this be?
Well, we certainly welcome the Prime Minister's increase in the refugee intake. Of course, it's still below the 20,000 figure that peaked in the number of the refugees who were brought into Australia in 2012. So Australia can certainly do a lot more, but it's certainly a step in the right direction. There was actually two summits that went on in New York. So the first one was really the UN summit, where 150 countries came together and worked on establishing a mechanism for more durable solutions. Of course, at the moment, we've got a displacement like we've never seen in the world, more than 65 million people who've been forced from their homes. Over 24 million of them recognised as refugees. And last year, less than 200,000 of them were resettled. So, at that rate, it's going to take many hundreds of years to resettle just the refugees we have today. So we need to look beyond resettlement and look at how people can live with dignity and live with, their basic rights met when they are forced from their homes.
Yeah. In your statement, you welcome this commitment, but you urge a resolution on the fact that the Australian government is investing in offshore mandatory detention in the case of Nauru and Christmas Island and Manus. I would like to hear what is your sort of statement. What you think on the Turnbull sort of government policy on mandatory detention.
Here we have the dichotomy that Australia, or the current government, has certainly created for itself, where refugees who come to this country are welcomed and well supported, but people who fleeing persecution have come to Australia by boat are virtually tortured. And we see that as it's the obvious elephant in the room. $130 million over 3 years to assist people fleeing conflict in Syria is welcome, but we're wasting $1 billion a year torturing a couple of thousand people on Manus and Nauru. These people are living in horrendous situations, and that's purely of the government making. And we think the government urgently needs to act, certainly to bring those people to Australia very, very quickly, and also to assist the other 30,000 people who are living in our community on temporary visas. We've seen a huge deterioration in their mental health in recent years. These people who struggle to get legal access to work, get access to education, their lives are really in limbo, and we've seen a marked increase in suicides in recent weeks, and that's really alarming, and it's purely because of the government's brutal policy towards people who have come here fleeing persecution. But the reason we do it is because they came by boat, and it's absolutely unfair and it should stop.
Hey, it's saying you have a question?
I'm just wondering about this question of the building the delivery of support in host countries. I think in coming decades, we're going to see more severe weather events, food shortages, water shortages. What does a proper global response to movement of people look like? How do we resource that properly?
Well, it certainly starts with countries like Australia and countries giving aid being able to dedicate more of their resources to the basic needs of people. But it's also complying on governments that are countries of first asylum, like, for instance, in our region, Bangladesh or Malaysia, Thailand, where I was recently. We're currently people who do flee there. Maybe the Rohingya coming across the border, there's hundreds of thousands have fled to Bangladesh, but they can't legally access work. And therefore, because they're denied that legal access, they're constantly they work for much lower wages or in the black market. They're stood over by corrupt officials and police officers. It's very difficult for them to get their children access to school or to access adequate health services. And that's where Australian Aid really could make an enormous difference if it was targeted much better. And really, that's the key. I mean, resettlement, the way Australia looks at it, is the answer, and everyone wants to come to Australia. But the reality is most people want to go back to their country, back to their family, back to their friends, back to their businesses and their homes. Mm. And we need to ensure that while people are unable to do that, that they can live with dignity in the countries that they do flee to. So Australia has a responsibility, but the countries of first asylum also have a responsibility to those people as well.
Mm. I guess another thing, you in your media releases sort of statement that I think you might have mentioned before, but your proposal of, our kind of humanitarian sort of obligations to refugees, and can you tell us about sort of the increase that you want to see in support as opposed to what Malcolm Turnbull has supported?
Well, it's a step in the right direction, absolutely increasing the number of refugees we bring in. Australia has the capacity. We are recognised in the world as probably the best at resettling refugees. And here again is the dichotomy we have between people that come here as, refugees that come in by plane, are treated very well, they're met at the airport, they're taken to, a home that they can get access to for the first 12 months until they get settled, they get English language classes, they can get, retrained in the employment they had, they get access to, their kids can go to school and healthcare, etc. But if you come here by boats seeking persecution, we'll send you to Nauru and Manus and deny you your most basic rights and basically torture you until you go insane. It's crazy. So that's the most urgent priority. We need to get those people off Nauru and Manus. We need to do it today. And it could be done today. They could be brought here to Australia and given the assistance they need to start to rebuild their lives. This is a great tragedy in the political pawn, the political games that are played for these people who are very, very vulnerable, and we've made their situation worse. So that's ultimately the first priority. Yep. But Australia could also increase its refugee intake. We could be bringing in many more people. We've got the capacity to do that in the services. We've got a long history of resettling more than 840,000 people since World War II, and the integration, here has been fantastic. The Australian community, in the main, accepts refugees. Of course, we have a few dissident politicians amongst us who have a different view on that. But the record speaks for itself. Go to any of our major cities and you see the benefits of the refugee communities have brought. But we also should be doing a lot more on the aid and development front in countries in our region like Bangladesh and Thailand and Malaysia to assist those communities. We've got more than 1 million people in our region who are recognised as refugees and displaced from their homes, and we should be doing a lot more to assist them.
Yeah. Turnbull has recently said that he might have said at the summit that he thinks that Australia's refugee policy is a global model, and he considers it the best in the world. And I'd like to hear your personal kind of response to that.
Well, in our view, the obvious element in the room is these people that are being tortured on Nauru and Manus Island. Mm-hmm. There are thousands of people, including children, who've suffered sexual abuse. There's been no charges brought against the people there's been no investigations, as that we can understand, that have occurred into this. This is children that we have sent to Nauru who are being sexually abused. We've had a man murdered. No one has been brought to justice for these crimes. It's an absolute tragedy. And for Malcolm Turnbull to stand up in front of the world and say that Australia's got the best border security policy is absolutely outrageous. Australia should be up in arms about this. We had hundreds of calls from people in the community who were so concerned when he made those statements last week. And, we were angry about it. We've certainly taken that up with the Prime Minister's office.
Okay, we're going a bit low on time now, but do you sort of have any sort of final statements, especially about, the work that Refugee Council of Australia is doing to address the sort of the refugee crisis, address helping refugees?
Well, the Refugee Council is a peak body for refugee and asylum seeker organisations. We have more than 200 members across the country. And these are organisations and people that are working every single day to assist refugees and people seeking asylum to integrate into our community and to give them assistance. Government cut our funding a couple of years ago, so we rely on public support. But, you know, the reality is there are hundreds of thousands, millions of Australians who are deeply concerned about the current policies of our government towards people who come here seeking asylum. They must change, and it's only through working together that we'll get that. So I'd encourage people to get onto the Refugee Council website, get in contact with us, and get involved, because it's only working together we're going to change this terrible situation the government has got us in.
Hear, hear.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning, Tim.
Great pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Tim O'Connor there from the Refugee Council of Australia.